All right, Facebook friends, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am just going to, bear with me a minute, I'm going to stream.
Because it allowed me to bring together a couple of different traditions, one being Buddhism and the classic concept of delusion, desire and aversion. We run toward things we believe will bring us pleasure. We run away from things we think will bring us pain, and this perpetual cycle.
All right. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the Mamahood After Trauma Season 3 premiere. I am so excited to be here with you today. My name is Emily Clayhorn and I am your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes from your past trauma so that you can step into mamahood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm excited that you have decided to include me on your journey. Together, we are going to rise and shine our lights brightly. I'm so excited you're here. Today is the premiere of season 3 of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast, as I may have already said. I can't even remember what I said. I cannot believe that we are on season 3 already. So let me just see here. I'm trying to find the live video so I can see if there are any comments on it. Okay, bear with me a second here, friends. This is a whole new thing to me. If you are listening on Wisdom, welcome. If you are listening on Facebook, welcome. And if you're listening to the replay, thank you so much for tuning in. Today, what I want to talk about is just an introduction to what the Mamahood After Trauma podcast is going to look like for season 3, what you can expect and what our mission is here, because we're not just showing up just because we have nothing else to do. That is not the case at all. We are showing up here with a specific purpose in mind. So a little bit of a backstory. Mamahood After Trauma is something that is near and dear to my heart because it is something that I have walked through. I have been through the fire and I am now coming out on the other side of it. And so it was something that I did not think anything about. It never even crossed my mind when, during my pregnancy with my daughter, my first pregnancy, I had no clue what was in store for me upon her arrival, not just the unfamiliarity of being a parent, what the transformation of going from not a parent to a mom who has trauma in her back, in her past, what that would entail. So I had my daughter in September of 2018, and things were good before that, relatively so. My trauma was in my rearview mirror, and things were okay. I was unaware of the amount of healing that I needed to pursue. And I was shaken awake very suddenly in September of 2018. I had my daughter, and I didn't know what hit me. It was like a bus hit me of every single repressed emotion that I never dealt with all through the previous, 29 years. So that was, and I didn't know, as a first time, as a new mom who was adjusting to being a mom, adjusting to motherhood in itself is a huge job. Adjusting to motherhood while also navigating the minefield of emotion that a traumatic past gives you is another ballgame. So I didn't know where to look. And when I did start to look, I couldn't find resources for me other than talk therapy, which is talk therapy has its place. It serves its purpose. It has its place. My opinion is, though, that sometimes talk therapy can cause more harm than good if it's not done properly, especially with certain traumas. So I didn't have a whole ton of resources available to me. And so I was thrown into this journey of healing my own inner child so that I did not repeat the cycle. I was absolutely petrified of causing my daughter the hurt that I experienced. I was petrified. I was so scared of giving her the troubles and the burdens that I experienced when my parents didn't hold up their responsibility. So it was like I was stumbling in a dark room. And I decided very early on in that journey that I began in 2018 that I am not special enough to be the only mama going through that particular thing. So when I got through it, I knew that I would get through it, so that when I got through it, I was going to turn back and help other mamas through it. And over the last 4 years, I've done a lot of research. I've spoken to a lot of mamas. And here's the thing about mamas. We are tough as nails. And we do not show our weakness publicly. We don't talk about the hard things. We just deal with it. We deal with it. And we tend to suffer quietly. So we are going to, on this podcast, have the tough conversations. We are going to talk to guests about the hard things, like why it's okay to put mama first, why it's necessary to put mama first. Our mainstream society would have us believe that if we put ourselves first, we are selfish. And that is a bold-faced lie. That is a bold-faced lie. And I will not stand for it. We are going to talk about why it's okay to breathe. We are talking about why it's not normal until, why it's normal, sorry, why your dysfunctional childhood was normal until it's not. And then later this month, we're also going to talk about birth trauma and how that links into all of these things. So that is January mapped out for you. There is so many other fantastic conversations coming to you. And I am so excited to have you on this journey with me. That is just about all I have to share with you, other than coming up in a few weeks, I want to give you all an advanced invitation to the Break Your Trauma Blueprint virtual retreat. It is a free 5-day retreat for mamas like me who have had a traumatic childhood and are now navigating mamahood and are just sick of feeling constantly triggered. Okay. The screams and the cries of your child trying to figure out how to communicate their needs to you have a way of assaulting your nervous system completely unintentionally. It's just how your nervous system functions when you have a traumatic past, if you have not dealt with it. So over those 5 days, we are going to come together and learn how to get untriggered. So I invite you to that. If you would like more information about that, shoot me a message. I will be happy to share that with you. And with that, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. If you enjoyed listening, please, please follow along on the journey. Hit the subscribe button so that you know when new episodes are released every week. Then, if you're interested and you want more from me, you are invited to come join the Mended Mama Society over on Facebook. It's been a pleasure, my friends. Have a fantastic rest of your week.